Welcome to Wilmot's Quant Talk. I'm Lori.
And I'm Finn. Today, we're diving into a fascinating topic, combining generative AI and computation for financial decision-making.
Yeah, it's a mouthful, but it's super relevant. We've seen AI try to parse natural language with rules, but it often lacks the reliability we need in finance, right?
Exactly. Generative AI adds fluency, but it can be a bit unreliable. Combining it with solid computation, that's where the magic happens. It can create more precise and trustworthy systems.
So, let's break it down. The paper starts by talking about using symbolic AI for natural language understanding, how predefined rules can effectively parse human language.
Right, but then generative AI comes along and offers more fluency and flexibility, but it's kind of risky to use it responsibly in areas like finance, isn't it?
That's the core argument, Finn, combining the fluency of generative AI with the reliability of structured computation. This leads to apps that understand and generate human-like language, but also deliver the precision, transparency, and trustworthiness we need.
Okay, I'm tracking. So, how do we inject reliability into AI with computation?
Well, generative AI is great at parsing unstructured data and gives us a human-like interface. Structured computation, on the other hand, gives us deterministic outputs, strict rules, and verifiable precision based on real data.
So, generative AI and computation complement each other. An interface that interprets queries, supported by reliable logic. But integrating them in the same environment has its challenges. I get it.
Exactly. General-purpose languages are useful for connecting to large language model APIs, but aren't great for quickly creating specialized computational algorithms.
Right. Finance platforms offer domain-specific functionality but lack openness and customizability. Accessible AI front-ends like ChatGPT make it easy to get started, but struggle with complex computations.
Okay, so the paper highlights that an effective platform needs to allow smooth API integration, offer a rich set of financial functions, support custom computational logic, and provide a user-friendly natural language interface.
Got it. It's all about having these elements coexist in a unified environment rather than being glued together from different external dependencies.
Exactly. So, the combination of a robust computational engine, extensive domain-specific functionality, flexible API connectivity, and native support for LLM-driven interfaces in the Wolfram ecosystem provides the foundation for reliable hybrid AI applications.
Now for the practical application. What example does the paper use?
It walks us through building a personal portfolio assistant, combines generative AI with structured financial computation.
Nice. So what's the first step?
Defining the necessary computational functions, which can then be integrated into an AI interface. Wolfram Language offers a wide range of financial functions for this.
Like what?
Well, they rely heavily on financial data, which retrieves the latest data on stocks and other instruments. They also use financial derivative, which computes the value of over 20 standard financial instruments.
Okay, makes sense. So they build their custom workflows using these high-level functions.
In the example, the portfolio would be fetched from an API or database, but they define a simple portfolio in line for simplicity.
And then they define a function to compute the current value of the portfolio, importing it securely and using financial derivative to compute option valuations.
The key, though, is how seamlessly Wolfram Language integrates computation with generative AI. You can easily expose the portfolio value function to an AI persona.
And to expand the functionality, they add tools to compute Greeks, leveraging financial derivative for the calculations. The user can supply volatility using natural language.
Exactly, Finn. And the LLM handles the programmatic work. You can even audit the functions, parameters, and results by clicking on the plus icon next to each tool call.
It's all about making it straightforward to scale the persona's capabilities over time without changing the core structure.
Exactly. Generative AI has transformed natural language understanding, but it has reliability issues. Combining it with computation helps us develop applications that deliver the best of both worlds.
Wolfram's ecosystem supports this approach, combining the flexibility of a programming language, high-level domain expertise, and seamless LLM integration.
And that wraps up our discussion on combining generative AI and computation for financial decision-making.
Thanks for tuning in to Wilmot's Quant Talk. We'll catch you next time.